Well, a little bit of a technical glitch there, but we will go right into the markets and let you know how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 756.5, down 3.75. Soft December, 690, down 2.25. December corn is 435.25. It's up 2. November, 1279, up 12.25. October soybean meal, 422.20, up 20. October soybean oil, not trading. October live cattle, 129.27.5, up 47.5. And October lean hogs are 90.75, and they are unchanged since the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Tuesday afternoon, that's tomorrow afternoon, join us online at 3 o'clock Central Time for a special discussion of the future of biodiesels legislation in this country. Ag economists Daryl Good and Scott Irwin from the U of I, along with Jeremy Martin from the Union of Concerned Scientists, will take your questions on ethanol, soil diesel, and the reformulated fuel standard. The webinar tomorrow at 3 p.m. on your homepage for agriculture, willag.org. Alongside is Les Schulte, really excited about this broadcast, Les. It's something new for us, a new venture, live video webinar on our air, live stream, but it's made possible by the friends of WILL.
It really is, Dave. 40% of the money necessary to operate the station to bring services like the webcast you're going to be doing comes directly from the people who use this service, who appreciate this service and support this service. And that's why we're asking you to step up right now and renew your pledge of support. If you have been a loyal friend of WILL over the years, now is the time to renew that support at 217-244-9455. Or maybe you've been using this service, using this information for your business, but have never made a pledge. Now is the time to become a new friend at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
Yeah, kick the tires at the $100
right.
level and see how you like it. On the phone right now to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Not a lot of time to talk about the markets this morning, so bottom line it for us this week.
Well, we're at the historic benchmark of Columbus Day, and typically the trade doesn't like to really press the market from the short side this time of year. I know we still got a chunk of harvest to go yet. Ideas are bean harvest is probably 50% complete. Corn harvest may be close to 30% complete. Yields continue to come in better than expected, fairly strong at this point in time. But with the government shutdown, the trade's kind of been in the dark on actual sales being made or taking place, but the commercial trade's indicating there's been a huge amount of bean business materialized here and then some corn business to Asia here over the last week and a half.
Would it be fair to say it's very likely we're up above 60% of our exports now for the marketing year in soybeans?
Well, we've been fairly well front-loaded. Asia's going to need beans. You know, where we are, I imagine, you know, we're going to continue to push it front end here. The spread continues to support the front end versus the back end here. So I imagine we're probably at that spot, if not a little higher.
Will the specter of the possibility of a dollar less in corn for insurance revenue triggers next year and the possibility that we won't see prices much higher than $4.50 to $5 do the job of getting less planted acres in the ground next year?
Oh, we're going to plant acres. The mix of it we'll see. When you look at the new crop, it still indicates corn is still going to be fairly strong compared to beans at this point in time. You're correct. I believe Dease corn 2014 up towards $5 needs to be hedged. And these November 14 beans back towards the $12 benchmark needs to be hedged until give guys protection until we see what type of crop revenue numbers we see next March.
Thank you, Kurt.
Bye.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Les Schulte. We have a fund drive underway, a challenge underway, and I believe the challenge was for 100 phone calls. We've gotten five already, so we're down to 95 if I'm doing the math right.
Well, I think you are, Dave. We are on our way. Our good friends at AgriGold and Bates Commodities and Stuart Peterson of the Champaign County Branch and Strategic Farm Marketing, they've gone together. They put together a pool of $2,000 that they'll throw into the total when we can hear from 100 listeners who call in, mention ag as one of the services you appreciate, and they'll add that $2,000 to our ag total, So call right now, 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.